Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
An Erios production.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Jen.
How are you?
So ready for this.
You're so ready for this?
Ready to go, ready to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
I love it. I'm good. I'm having some back pain, so I'm scooting out of here to head down to see Dr. Ron in the valley.
Are you doing the...
I'm going to the chiropractor. Oh, he's going to crack my back.
Not the chamber?
Not the chamber.
Okay.
That's not good. The chamber. I'm just going to go get my back cracked.
God, it sounds so nice.
It's just feeling real, real tight, real yeah. achy. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this episode. We have Julie Lake on, mm-hmm. who is a wonderfully talented actress. But a lot of people don't know this about Julie. She's a really amazing writer. She writes some really weird stuff.
That's cool.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was so fun and relaxed.
And like glowing and like,
yeah,
happy.
Glowing. She's pregnant.
Oh, right. She's
that adds an extra glow.
I guess that adds. Yeah. But she was so calm and collected. Yeah.
And we talk about Just Like Me, which is off of Britney's album Glory.
Yes.
And it's an interesting song. And it's reported that Britney really had the concept for this song, like walked into the studio and said, I want to write a song about someone cheating on me and the other woman looks just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And so here are a few corrections that I noticed in listening to the episode.
All right.
I feel like it's important to shout these out.
Yeah.
So in the episode, we talk about how Justin Tranter, the other writer producer on this song, said that he was going to be the producer of Britney's next album.
Right.
And he talks about all these bops that he was going to write for that album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they're going to do that album anymore. Like, I don't think that's in the works right now.
Probably is anything in the works right now?
Other than some really tragic
Hawaiian vacations
and drippy eye makeup and her talking about books she's reading and trying to give us some hidden messages, or I'm not quite sure.
There was that random fitness award show they just went to for boyfriend Sam.
Well, that's nice. She's supporting her guy.
Yeah.
She's out and about. She's going on a lot of vacations. I gotta say, I'm really jealous.
Right?
I'm really jealous.
She likes the fish emoji quite a bit.
She loves it. Well, she's in very tropical locations, so I understand. Right? I respect it. I love it. I like that she goes on vacations by herself. She goes on vacations with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She goes on vacations with her kids. You know, she does all the vacations.
She's relaxing.
She's relaxing and having a time. When she mentioned that astrology book,
mm-hmm.
I almost switched which episode was going to come out today because we recorded an episode with Nadia Quinn, mm-hmm. another actress whose hobby it is to read human design charts. And I just know that Brittany would love to hear that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, that episode's going to come out next week with Nadia Quinn. Look up Human Design. Do your chart. Do Brittany's if you want, just to like have it in front of you. See what it's about.
It's bizarre when you read it too, and you're like, oh man, that is what I do. That is how I think.
So in this Instagram post, Brittany says that she loves astrology and she's really interested in the human condition and how people treat each other and what, you know, what they bring to the table.
Right.
You know, Brittany knows what she brings to the table when she sits down to eat by herself, as she said in her other Instagram post. So I think she would just love to know what her human design chart is. And if there's one episode that I wish that Brittany would listen to of this show, it would be the Nadia Quinn episode.
Wow.
Just because I feel like she would get the most out of it.
Yeah, put that out there.
She doesn't need to know how I feel about her or anybody else. But the human design episode.
Mm-hmm. She can actually get something from it.
Yes, Jeffrey. Yes.
Right, a teachable moment.
So that's coming. That is coming up next week. Damn. The other thing we say in this episode with Julie Lake is at the end, we're talking about her and being a mom. And Julie says, well, you know, she worked out her custody issue. And we recorded this before the new custody arrangement where it's 70-30.
Right.
And Kevin has 70%.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just felt like that was important to make those two corrections.
Wow, and we didn't record this too long ago. Life's happening fast for her.
So fast. Like, when I started doing this podcast, which was only a little over a year ago, it kind of felt like talking about Brittany was, a vintage idea.
Feel you.
Like, I was like, is anyone even gonna want to talk about Brittany other than me?
Right.
And then she is back with a vengeance and people are everywhere. Really wanting to talk about her.
I mean, there are protests now. There are there's everything now.
She did mention her freedom in that Instagram video.
I know. Makes you wonder. You can't help but wonder, you know?
And here is the thing. I do want her to be free. And I do think that Brittany is itching for more freedom in her life. And that she is a person who does not like being made to do anything.
Right.
She is stubborn and she wants to do it her way. And if it's not her way, she's not into it.
Right.
More so than others.
And that's been her life. Though, you know, like, of course she feels that way. She's been told what to do forever. Hit your mark, say your line, learn this, look prettier, whole life.
Jeffrey, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do for Brittany?
Keep talking about her.
And
not judging her or putting words in her mouth.
We're so sassy, though. I was just like, yeah, you're right, Jeffrey. Yeah. And we were just like, I don't know what she's doing with that makeup, that eye makeup dripping down her face.
But like, for real, none of us know. Like, she knows how she looks. She knows what she's doing. Like,
I think that is freedom right there. Because any woman who shows up on Instagram with that situation going on is
right. And she's like,
free.
Post like 23 million followers. Post or however many post she has, you know what I mean? Like,
boop. Post it up.
Like, right?
I don't know.
I don't have that confidence. Good for her.
I know I said this last week or the week before. Guys, I can't get enough of the new Katy Perry.
Yeah, her song, you did say that.
Her song Small Talk, it's really good.
Wow, Jen.
I'm really into it.
There we go.
I'm enjoying Katy's latest chapter.
That's fun.
In music.
I'm down with Billie these days.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into Billie.
I can't get off her album.
Can't get off it.
I can't. It's just like, it fits your mood. Like, if you want to feel like weird and creepy, you can do that. If you want to like cry to yourself, you can do that with her album. It's like, it's got so many.
I wonder why I can't connect to this music.
You know,
she's no Lorde to me. I love Lorde.
Yes. And I will say one of the things that got me on Billie, she has a music video called When the Party Ends, something like that.
Yes.
And it's her crying, like black tears. It's like almost like she's crying oil or something. It's like she's got like something inside. It's like a demon that's like coming out of her eyes almost.
In the music video.
In the music video. In real life.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought you were describing how it made you feel, like listening to it.
So this is a music video, and it was like, I don't know, it was like really powerful, and I kind of saw that she has a soft side. Like this whole time I've just thought of her as this like creepy, weird, almost goth girl.
And then you saw those olive oil tears.
And yeah. And I was like, oh, she like she has feelings. These are her, these like she's goth or dark or whatever because she's also sad and happy. I saw the music video and it, like something clicked for me. So
gosh, I just love how we all connect to the people we connect to.
Right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what speaks to you?
Right?
I'm more of a Katy Perry, Lizzo kind of gal right now.
Oh, I'm so happy everyone's on the Lizzo train.
How could you not?
It's just, her music is just everywhere right now, too. It's everywhere. Like, at the Emmys, they played it in between commercial breaks, and, like, I'm just hearing it, like, everywhere.
Yeah, she's having such a moment.
Yeah,
so fun.
Thank God. So happy for her.
Thank God, Jeffrey. So,
like self-love and like it's upbeat, it's happy, it's someone new. I'm thank God. Right? Like I just
thank God everybody for Lizzo. For real. You know what, this podcast doesn't have any merch. Its first piece of merch is gonna say thank God for Lizzo.
Yeah,
it's like,
huh? For real.
This was a Britney Spears podcast. Okay, Jeffrey, let me ask you one last question.
Mm.
When I scoot out to go to the chiropractor, will you put my dog behind the kitty dog gate?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll listen to some Billy and we'll put you behind the cage.
All right, I'm going to go get this back cracked. Yeah. Jeffrey's going to listen to some Billy and put Lucky Blue behind the doggy gate. All right, everyone, here's my chat with Julie Lake. Bye.
Tears from that you love, the ones that drive you crazy. Exactly what you're dreaming of, I'll give it to you, baby. 150 miles away, singing out my lungs. Driving faster through LA, over my tongue. Heart's beating fast when I'm turning the key. I see you.
It yeah. took me like, I had to listen to it maybe like three times before I was sort of like, actually, I do like really dig this song. Uh-huh. Like it didn't get me on the first listen, but it's
not even that guitar strum at the top, because that really hooked me right away. I gotta be honest.
I mean, it is like a very emotional song and it's like dark and I tend to gravitate toward that type of music. But, it took me, I would say, like 2 to 3 listens to be like, I would drive and like jam this out and like sing along.
Right. Yeah. You can jam to this song in the car. I feel like it's a jammer. It's a jam jam.
It's definitely a jam jam.
Maybe I should tell everyone who I'm speaking with today. I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with, I mean, we got a full house. We also moved the location of the podcast recording.
We did? I didn't even know that.
Yes. We used to record upstairs in the office. I've moved it down into the living room. I got us on the couch. I thought it'd be like more intimate.
I'm so happy we're on the couch. I don't do like non-soft surfaces for sitting. I must lounge at all times.
I'm sitting here with Julie Lake. Julie Lake, welcome to the show. You guys, you know her from Orange is the New Black. She played Angie, one of the meth heads. I mean, so many other things, but I feel like that's me. Yeah, that's the one everyone really, really knows you from.
Indeed.
Now, we've talked about this a lot before, Julie, but when you would be in New York with other cast members from Orange is the New Black, you would tell me that you wouldn't get recognized. You'd be with the rest of the cast members. People would be going wild. No one would recognize you because on the show, you play a meth head. And they, what did they do for that look?
Well,
They made my teeth nasty. They put in like long, dark extensions and then greased up my hair. And just kind of made my face fugly as hell. So, and plus I like had an accent and I like did a different whole fucking everything. So, but I've actually had people ask me to take pictures of them, like with the rest of the cast. I'm like, cool. Okay.
You're like, I can't give Angie some love.
I've had to have my like cast member friends stand up for me and be like, she's on the show too. And I'm like, yeah.
But then are people like, oh my God, you're Angie? Because it really yes. is one of, I mean, it's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, thank
and then
you.
When I met you, and I remember that it took me a while to settle in.
Uh-huh.
We were at a dinner and I remember just like watching you talk. And I was like, whoa, she is such a good actor. Because you were... not Angie at all. I mean, clearly, I didn't think I was about to go to dinner with
People think they are, though. Like, I think they think if you're on television that you're, like, exactly your character on television.
Mm-hmm.
One of my high school friends, like, told another high school friend that I was on the show, and he was like, wait, does she do drugs now?
Like,
I'm like, no.
Do you know what television is? That it's not all reality? I guess that could be the thing that people think, especially that show, it's so like gritty that they probably think part of it is somewhat true or
yeah.
that's how you... No, you're just a brilliant actress.
Thank you. I'm actually a goody two-shoes. I don't do drugs. I can't do drugs because it's too scary for me.
You and I have discussed, too, we're yeah. both bad drinkers. We're not great at it.
I'm not a good drinker. I'm not a good anythinger. Like, I...
you're just horrible all around. You know what I am? I'm like a... I'm a B-minus type gal. I'm a real B-minus across the board. I'm trying to get it up to a B+. That's my goal. I'm not an A person. I'm not competitive.
You're not?
I'm not.
Oh, that's such a good quality to have.
I don't think it is.
No, I think it is.
My husband and I had like a deep talk a couple months ago because okay. I'm known for saying everyone gets a turn.
Uh-huh.
So like when all my friends, you know, have a moment or whatever, I'm like, everyone gets a turn. It's their turn. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And my husband said, I think you might be like playing a trick on yourself. You need to go for your turn. You need to take it. Like, I think it's stopping you from, like, pushing yourself forward. Listen, it was a tough talk, but I appreciate him giving it to me.
I disagree. Like, I think you have a very healthy attitude. And I feel like you have done a lot, like, without being, like, super competitive and, like, trying to stomp all over your friends and, like, being jealous of people, which really doesn't get you anywhere. And you're very generous. Like, I feel like you give a lot to people.
Oh, let's talk more about
it. It's a beautiful quality. I am super competitive. My husband hosted a little poker night at our house, and I won. First of all, I was so anxious. I had to win. I was so anxious. I had to take one of those beta blockers.
Stop it before poker night?
No, during poker night. Because
like,
it was...
Excuse me. I'll be back. You went into the bathroom. You slapped some cold water on your face. You took a beta blocker and you were like, looked yourself in the mirror and you're like, Julie, let's get this shit done.
Legitimately, yes. It was like a $5 buy-in. I was like having a panic attack because I was like, I have to win. I took a beta blocker. And then when I won, I like went nuts and I like fake ejaculated on everybody's face. And I was like, I am the winner. You are the loser. And I was like literally coming all over everybody. And you know, people didn't think it was as charming as I thought it was.
If I were there, I would see, because I'm not competitive, I would be like, yes, because we're polar opposites. So I would just be like, this is worth it, you know, to me. The other thing is, too, though, if I do enter a game night,
mm-hmm.
like if I had been there,
yeah.
there is a good chance. And this is why I don't like to play games, is that I'll go so sometimes I can become a really bad version of myself. Like the game takes over. And I will get competitive.
I see.
And I'm like, want to destroy everything in my path.
So you're competitive like in a game setting, which is actually good because you're playing the game. But in real life, you're actually very zen and like generous and like sort of like
Listen, I love how you're describing me. I don't know if any of that's true, but my sister and I, we owned a summer camp together for 6 years, uh-huh. and we would do this night where we called it, the camp was called Camp Stanley, and we called it Dancing with the Stans.
Ooh.
And we would split the entire camp into two, and my sister would be the captain of one team, and I was the captain of the other, and we were given a musical artist. So, like, 1 year it was Katy Perry. We never did Britney. I think it was probably too close to me. Like, I'm like, I can't do this because if I lose, I will never forgive myself.
Oh.
But we did Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. I think we did Bruno Mars 1 year. Anyways, we have, like, an hour to come up with a dance. And you get, like, a mystery move, a couple of mystery props. And then you get judged on all these various categories. And my sister smoked me, I think.
No.
She won 4 years and I won only 2 years.
Ugh.
And it was brutal. And it
is your sister older or younger? Did you say this?
3 years older.
It's a little better then. I mean, if it were your younger sister, like,
who kept smoking me at Dancing with the Stans, but I would just go crazy, and like the way I'd like lead the team, like I would just lose my mind. It was like to an 8 year old, I'd be like, knees, 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 faster, 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 sharper moves. Like I was just like, you have to bring it. Which
I wish we had been friends when we were younger, because you did like every fun thing I've ever wanted to do ever. Like when you talk about how you and your friends used to like choreograph dances to Britney Spears and just like hang out all night, like dancing and doing, like that was the only thing I ever wanted to do like growing up.
Well, you know what, Julie, like life is not over. We can do it now. We could do it now.
I know. That's so true. We should do it now.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now you're pregnant right now.
Yes, but
you can still dance.
I can.
So should
still dance.
Should we try to get this in before this child comes, or should we wait till after?
I feel like we can do it before and after, because I'm committed to, like, once I have this child, still being like a person in the world who has friends and does things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to me.
Okay, well, all right, yeah, of course, and as well it should be. We're going to have dance parties. Lindsay Taylor, who was a guest on this podcast, she has offered to do, like, a night where she teaches me a Britney Spears dance.
Are you serious?
And I've just been really just, I don't know.
You need girls behind you.
Yes, and we can just, like, do it as a team and make this happen.
That sounds like so much fun. I will be there.
Okay, so this season, we are covering songs that Britney Spears has a songwriting credit on. And this song, I love it.
Do you think that this happened to Britney Spears?
Okay, so here's the deal. We think that it did. Okay, Justin Tranter, who is a co-writer on this song.
Yes.
And he's like written a million songs like for Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and like bunch of people. He said that they never discussed the specifics, but that Britney rolled into the studio and was like, I've got an idea for a song.
Yes.
That a woman is being cheated on, and the woman who the boyfriend is cheating on with looks exactly like the girlfriend.
It had to have happened, because you don't just roll in and you're like, hey, I have some like random abstract idea. Like you bring things from your life.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. Well, okay. I think that is true.
Yeah.
But Julie, I know you as a writer. By the way, you're one of my favorite writers. Everything I read of yours, I'm like, this is so fucking weird and amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Is that stuff, your stuff is not based in any kind of reality, is it?
I mean, not this, well, maybe not the stuff that you've read, but like if it's ever something like deep and emotional and personal, like it probably is like exactly out of my life.
Do you write songs?
I have written songs, yes, and they were like right out of my life.
Because you're an amazing singer, and I know, I know you performed in New York on stage a lot.
I did. Well, I did like weird sort of new comedies and like musical comedies and things like that in New York. Yeah.
Oh my God, Julie! Yeah. I wish I could have seen it. So you're a songwriter, so you understand. Okay. So you're saying that you would pull from your own personal experiences.
Definitely, and I also think like, okay, 150 miles away, singing out my lungs, driving fast all through LA. Like that's very specific.
That's like you're coming back from tour and you can't wait to see your man, and then you walk in and he's cheating on you. Well, it is rumored that her boyfriend, David Lucado, yes, he was a man who loved a vest. That's really all I can tell you about David Lucado. Jeffrey's going to pull up some photos. But yeah, David Lucado, I think that's the vest guy, right? This is the thing. I rarely nail like the facts about Britney. I nail my intuition of how I feel Britney was feeling at the time. Like, I can retain emotions. I can't retain facts. Okay,
I'm the same way.
Yeah. Let's get a picture of him in a vest. Yeah, there he is. There's the vest. Okay. Jeffrey, there it is. There it is. A man in a vest. You don't see that every day. Also, too, that it's...
But why is the vest a clue that this could be the man?
Oh, just if memory serves me right. That's it. But never trust a man in a vest is what I'm saying.
I see.
If you meet a man of... If your boyfriend... is wearing vests, like, he's going to cheat on you.
But does he see, because I thought 150 miles away, oh, so I don't know why I was thinking she was driving 150 miles away to meet him. So I thought maybe she was dating somebody who was in like San Diego or something like that. I don't know what's 150 miles from LA, but I guess I have it wrong. She's driving back to LA.
Yeah, got those heels on that you love, the ones that drive you crazy, exactly what you're dreaming of. I'll give it to you, baby. 150 miles away, singing out my lungs because she's on stage because she's Britney Spears, driving fast all through LA, warming up my tongue. She's warming it up for him.
I did really poor analysis of these lyrics.
And then... Heart's beating fast. When I'm turning the key, I see you on your back and I can't believe. So she walks in on them and they are in bed together.
That part I got. I don't know why. I thought she was like driving off to like meet her lover in like 150 miles away. Somehow I missed that she was like on stage performing. I thought she was like driving and like singing along to her own music.
I like that too. The idea of Britney driving around LA to San Diego to see her lover, listening to her own music on a one-woman road trip is like...
Ooh, that's where my mind goes.
I need that to be true. And I mean, do you know what's really interesting is that I remember... I know someone who this happened to where they walk... Like that cliche thing where you walk in and... they're with someone else. They're like caught in the act in your home.
And did the person look just like her?
No, that I don't. That piece I'm not sure of. Okay. But I remember it was someone, it was like a family friend. And I remember hearing this story being like, what? That actually happens to people? Like you walk in. I can't even.
Just be so horrible.
Here's the thing about cheating. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, stuff happens. And I'm just at this point, I think I've seen some things in life where I'm just like, sure, everybody's just doing the best they can.
Yeah.
But. When you cheat on your significant other in your own home, in the bed you share.
Yeah.
That's some next level nonsense going on.
Yeah, that's but, some like psychopathic shit.
I think so, right? Like, I don't mean to be too judgy, but that seems like, I don't know, that would be a tough one for me to like, if I had a friend, be like, okay, listen, yep, you didn't feel seen in your marriage. I understand. Okay, you cheated. Okay,
yes.
Ooh, you did it in your bedroom. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
A lot goes on that rectangle. That's what I always say to Van. I'm always like, can you believe that we sleep in this giant rectangle every single night together?
Yes.
Like, who decided, let's make a really large thing and we're all going to get in it and we're going to do that every night? I don't know why, but that really weirds me out.
I guess I've never really thought about it, but I suppose it is a little strange.
Also, too, well, we were talking when you got here about not letting, you were like, Jen, don't let your dog sleep in the bed with you.
Yes.
And I don't.
Yes.
And I just got a dog, and actually,
he is all
my dog's
up.
Name is Lucky Blue. The Lucky is for Britney Spears. And he's beautiful, and he's blonde, and he is just like, he is as beautiful as Britney. And he's just
gorgeous.
Lying on Julie's lap. I don't let him on the couch either. Am I a horrible dog owner?
No.
You cannot sleep with me. You cannot get on this couch unless you lay on Julie's lap. No, Jeffrey doesn't say I'm a bad
person. What is your fear about having him on the couch? Just getting like fur all over the couch?
Yeah, because he sheds a lot. Right now, because he has a short haircut, it's not that bad.
Okay.
But I mean, look at your black dress. You're like covered in dog hair.
Yeah, but your couch is like almost the same color as your dog.
Yeah, so I guess that's...
Well, what we do is we shave our dog, like, and so he doesn't really shed. So we let him on our couch and but if his hair gets long, he sheds everywhere. So I understand your pain with that.
Right.
But
I don't know. I don't know.
But I agree. Never let your dog in your bed, because now that we have let our dog in our bed, we can never get him out. Like he started snoring really loudly like an old man. And I was like having insomnia and couldn't sleep with his snores. So we decided to kind of like put him in the living room down the hall. And he was like, he went insane and like nearly broke down our door. We have like a glass door that like shuts off like the living room from the hallway. And he was just like kept like ramming at the door over and over again for hours. And we're finally like, it's hopeless. He's coming back in our bed.
When you hear this song and you think about how Britney came up with this concept that the woman looks just like her. I mean, that is a good concept for a song. And this song is kind of like a country song.
Sort of, yes.
Sort of. And then I read that she came up with this idea, the concept for the I was going to say the musicality of the song. This is not musical terminology that is used. But for the sound of the song, could that be a way? But well, let me just
maybe
tell you what
she came up with the tone of the song.
The tone of the song is based off of Tracy Chapman's song, Fast Car. Do you like that song? I love that song.
I love that song, but I don't know if I'm really getting it.
You're not getting
He's
it?
He's got a fast car. It's fast enough so he can fly away. But then it's,
should I play
those heels on that love? The ones that drive you crazy.
Yes, I want Julie. Oh my God, Jeffrey's, look at Jeffrey's mouth is agape. He didn't know that you had this party trick.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Myself, I got nothing to prove.
Well, I think,
what do you think?
I think it's cool that Britney's taking inspiration from Tracy Chapman. I don't really hear it that much other than that they both start with like an acoustic guitar intro. Other than that, I mean, I guess it's like sort of a sad minor song.
Okay, that's like, I like you said, I am very happy that she's taking inspiration from Tracy Chapman, because you would be like, huh, Britney likes Tracy Chapman, but it totally checks out to me.
It does.
Like, I think Britney has this like soulful, like there is grit on her voice, like in a way that people don't necessarily give her credit for.
Mm-hmm. And we also forget that like she's pretty much exactly our age. And when that Tracy Chapman album came out, we were little, we were kids, and it was such a huge thing. I remember it was like one of our first CDs we ever had. I knew like the whole album by heart. It was like such a like, and so like she has like the same like childhood that we have and like the same inspiration.
Yes, like another reason why I love Britney so much. I'm like, oh my God, she likes the same things I like, because I loved that Tracy Chapman song.
Oh
my friend
God.
Megan and I were obsessed with that. We would listen to it in my fast Jeep Cherokee.
It's so
in my
good.
Fast car.
It is so good.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So Britney wrote this song with Justin Trantner.
Okay.
Tranter. I keep Tranter? Wanting to call him Trantner. Tranter?
Tranter.
It's like my upstate New York accent coming through. Justin Trantner and Julia Michaels. And okay. She wrote this song called Issues. Do you know that song?
No, I don't.
Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to suffer. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you.
So this chick was a songwriter since she was like 16 years old.
Wow.
And was writing so many hit songs for other artists. And then she teamed up with and mostly writes with this guy named Justin Tranter.
And are they married?
They're not, but they refer to each other as their songwriting wife and songwriting husband.
I see.
And so they went to the Piece of Me tour and met Britney there.
Okay.
And I'm sure it was like set up.
Yeah.
For them to like, you know, maybe they'd write a song. And then they went and it went well. And they ended up writing, was it 4 or 5 songs on Britney's latest album, Glory, 5 songs. And Justin Tranter is now going to be the executive producer of Britney's next album that's going to come out.
Oh, wow.
And he was saying, this is what he was saying on Twitter to the fans about this next album mm-hmm. that he's going to executive produce for Britney. He is promising so many bops. Hold on.
Bops?
Bops. He's saying this, that chill bops, full on bops, the whole spectrum of bops.
I didn't know bops were things that were high in demand these days, but the kids got to have their bops, I guess.
Well, there's kids bop. Bops, right? Kids bop.
Kids bop.
Kids bop. Now we got Britney bop. Kids bop. Kids bop rules.
It makes me so happy.
My nieces love kids bop, and I was like, okay, kids bop. And then it started, and I was like, this is incredible. And you know that there's kids bop tours?
I did not know that.
And I was like, are they teenagers? But that can't be. They've got to be over 18. But Jeffrey,
are they
you
kids?
Have been to kids bop?
Are they kids? Like, how little are these kids?
Oh. Because 9 to 12, the performers. God,
I wish I were a kid and I were in Kids Bop. How cool would that be?
The coolest thing ever. It's like the version of being on Kids Incorporated or the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
I like, so badly wanted to be in that. Kids Incorporated. K-I-D-S.
It's so good. It was so good, but again, because I was B-minus at everything, there was no chance for me. Did you perform as a kid?
I did. You know, I was a good singer as a kid, but I also took dance class and, you know, I thought I was a great dancer. But then I saw recently, like I went home and I looked at some of like the tapes of my performances as a child and well, I was not as good as I thought I was. I definitely wouldn't have made the cut against Britney Spears and... I was sort of like awkward and a little fat and not the best.
Have you ever watched any of the like I love these like pop star documentaries. Like I love that this is also like a new genre. Like every pop star gets a doc now. Like Katy Perry has one, the Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber. They've all had these docs. And in them, they always show performances of them when they were kids. Uh-huh. And it's really funny to me because like I'm watching it. I'm like, damn, they are awesome. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but I was that good when I was a kid. But it's like, no, that's not true at all. And as good as they were when they were kids, like, I'm still not even, like, anywhere near that. Like, even, like, after, like, so much training and, like, all these, like, you know, all this stuff.
See, but, I have a bit of a complex because, like, I was a really good singer as a kid. And people would be like, oh, my God, you're an amazing singer. But I felt like I was special because I was a kid. And then as I started to get older, people started to care less and less. And now I feel like even with my parents, like I'll do something and I'll be like singing and playing the piano at home. And they're like, they're like talking over me and like yelling at the dogs. I'm like, but didn't that sound amazing? And they're like, it was fine. Okay, well, can we have dinner now?
Yeah, I think it's because when you're a kid, because you're just smaller. So anything that a kid does that's great, you're like, oh, my God, they can do this thing. Look how little they are.
Yeah. And then sometimes I feel jealous of kids because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm special too. Just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm not good anymore.
Wait, didn't you go to Juilliard?
No. I wish that were true. I should have just said yes and be like, yes.
Wait, where did you? No, you didn't you go to? Did you go
did
to
not
Yale
go,
or something?
I went to Yale, yeah.
Okay, so there we go. I knew it was one of the big ones. So it's only where Meryl went. Didn't Meryl Streep go to Yale?
She did go to Yale, but I went to Yale undergrad and that she went to Yale grad school. Like the real famous actors.
You're smart, Julie?
I was when I was a kid, man. I mean, I don't know what's happened in my adult life.
I've lost
all my brain power, but
you went to Yale for your brain. That's so cool. You're from Northern California, right? Yes, I am from Northern California. And so, California. Pop music to you, what were you into as a kid?
Oh my God, I was, so my first album ever was Madonna. I had, what was her album where it was all red and it was like, you can be, Lucky Star, was that the name of the album?
Ooh,
my Lucky Star. Anyway, I was obsessed with Madonna. I had every Madonna album. I was obsessed with Paula Abdul. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? That was my jam. And I went to a Paula Abdul concert when I was in third grade.
I did too.
You did too?
Yes,
you did?
I did. I remember she like jumped off of a thing. It was, I saw it at Saratoga Performing Arts Center. It was a summer night. And did she tour with Color Me Bad? Can you look
this
up,
Jeffrey?
Yes, she
did. Yes. She did tour with Color Me Bad because I remember I was there with my mom and there were two women in front of us. And when Color Me Bad started singing, I wanna sex you up, the women turned around. They're like, come on, girls, get up, dance. And I was so embarrassed because it was a song about sex and I was with my mom. And my mom was like hugely pregnant.
I wanted to do this season as a way to like get inside Britney's wonderful, beautiful, mad mind just a little bit, just to see like the ideas that she does have. Like, I wonder what that's about. Like, I wonder what was going on.
See, I think this happened and Britney was dating some scumbag,
David Lucado in the vest.
And she came, were they living together? Is she coming home to this or is she going to his house to see him and she finds this?
It seems that, you know what? I'm going to go with David Lucado never moved his bags into her place.
So she has like the key to his place and she goes over to surprise him with her sexy heels.
And be like, I'm home, baby, from tour.
Right.
And then it's like, oh my God.
And it totally makes sense that he would be having sex with a girl who looks just like her because he's probably into like hot blondes, right?
Yes. Everyone. I mean, people have a type. You know what else happens all the time? When I watch a movie or a TV show and I'm like, wait, that's a different character. They look exactly alike. I talk about this all the time. Yes. I think that casting directors have types because if you think about it.
Yes.
Of course they do. We're all, people have types.
That's very true. I definitely had a type, a very strong type for a long time.
After what was your type?
I was so in love with my college boyfriend and he was tall,
okay,
skinny with dark hair and light eyes.
Oh shit.
He was, and so every time I saw a guy that looked like my college boyfriend, I was like, oh, he's the hottest guy in the whole world. It took me a long time to get over that type.
Can you give me a celebrity comp? Like he looked kind of like that.
Shoot. Celebrity comp. Gosh, I don't know. I'm having trouble coming up with a celebrity comp.
I had a type, which was just type? Like, well, it was weird because I'm like, oh, I don't have a type. I don't have a type because they seem to me like they all kind of, they look different. And I remember my friend Will once said to me, he was like, well, of course you, I think it might have been when I met Van. She's like, well, he's like, well, of course you like Van. You like, that he's your type. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he's a big tall guy. And I'm like, I like big tall guys. But I think that I do.
Have you ever dated a short guy?
But doesn't everybody like big, tall guys? I know, but I guess I like really big, tall guys.
Like extraordinarily big, tall guys.
Yeah, like because Van's like a large man.
Yes.
He's like a, but then it really freaked me out recently. I found a picture, all these pictures of my parents when they were even younger than Van and I. They were like 25 together. And I was like, oh my God, I look exactly like my mom. And the way that she is hugging my dad in all these photos is exactly how I hug Van. And then Van and I pulled up pictures and put them side by side. And it was so creepy. And I was like, ew, I tried to like marry my dad. I need to sit with this for a minute. I see what I did there. I see what I did. And I need to walk away.
My mom, when I like got together with Jeff had like a kind of, he had like a big scraggly beard and my dad has always had a beard. He has like dark hair and a beard and Jeff has dark hair and a beard. And my mom was like, he looks like daddy. And I was like, no,
say that.
I'm like, I like him better when he's shaved. I don't like him because of the beard. He just happens to have a beard right now. Like I prefer the non-beard, but I definitely do have like a, I sort of have, my dad is like a very funny, like very kind man. And like Jeff is a very funny, like very kind man with dark hair, like my dad.
And do you, I'm thinking about all of Britney's ex-boyfriends And I feel like she doesn't necessarily have a type.
She likes, aren't a lot of them dancers?
No, that's more like J-Lo's.
Oh, okay. Thing. Okay, so, I don't know. I don't know enough. The only boyfriend I really know well is K-Fed. I haven't, like, followed all the other dramas very much. She was dating a bouncer.
I thought she
was dating a bouncer for a while.
I wonder what David, what did David Lucado do? This show is basically, we asked Jeffrey to look stuff up.
Okay.
Jeffrey, what did, Jeffrey's wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt today, which I'm loving. Oh my God. So wait, what did David Lucado do for a job? I mean, maybe his vest was part of his job. One can only hope because I can't make sense of why anyone would wear a vest casually while hitting up a Starbucks on a Sunday holding Britney Spears' hand.
Because I thought that, like, after she went, like, nuts and went to rehab and stuff, she started dating a guy who was, like, hired to protect her.
I love this idea. I hope it's true. I really have learned that. I just love Britney Spears so much, and it's how she makes me feel.
You know, but the facts people, are not important.
I don't think they are. Thank you, Julie. I don't think they are. It's how she just makes us all feel inside.
It's true.
What did he do?
Okay, so he did a couple things.
Okay.
He worked as a bartender. Then he worked for an insurance company. And when he was dating Britney, he had a position at a legal firm in Los Angeles.
I wonder if a position. Is that like a
paralegal?
A paralegal, an administrative assistant?
What if they met? I wonder how they met. Through her own lawyers. Maybe through her own lawyers. She was like strolling through the offices one day.
And she saw the guy making photocopies.
And he was like, "You're just my type." Get it? And then later, he slept with someone who looked just like Britney. Here's the thing, though. If you're going to go cheat on your significant other. Okay, if I were to do that, wouldn't you go like in the opposite direction? Because you've already got someone like that at home.
Well, the thing is, like, now we've sort of determined they didn't live together. So if he thinks she's out of town and he's at home, like, he's going to bring a chick back to his place, right? It's not the same as, like, cheating in their, like, marital bed. Mm. It's a little less crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying, if you have the chance, if it's like...
Oh, you're saying, like, type-wise.
Yeah, like, if things aren't working...
With the blonde girl, why not date, like, the brunette girl?
Yeah, if you're going to have a side chick or a side dude.
Get a little, like, I mean, people have a type.
People have a type. All right. People have a type. I can respect that David Lucado who cheated on Britney. No, wait. I can't. I have no respect for you.
See, I used to think Britney was just like me.
Tell me more about this. Let's settle in.
Because when I was in college, I said boyfriend that I've mentioned already.
At Yale.
Yes. I was so in love with him.
Like, he was rowing. He was a rower?
He was not a rower. He was actually a fencer.
I knew it had to be something very Yale-like. He was a fencer.
He was a fencer. He, like, went away, like, from his family home to, like, go to fencing boarding school and shit. He had, like, a insane competitive fencing childhood.
How many fencers can there possibly be? Modern day?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You would have to have really strong back muscles to be a fencer.
I don't know. Like, he had, like, long arms, which I imagine really helped him because he could kind of, like, be farther away from people but still stick them.
You know what this reminds me of?
Yes.
I dated a guy right after college named Ox. And I went to Big Bear to Oktoberfest with him. And to impress me, he joined a contest where... Everyone was given a gigantic, goblet, a stein of beer. What are those things called? The giant thing of beer.
A stein.
And because it was Oktoberfest. Okay. And every contestant had to hold their arm out straight, holding the stein. And whoever held it up the longest won. And I feel like what it took Ox to win that contest is what took those same skills took your boyfriend to the top in fencing.
Those same muscles to hold up your arm and like keep it extended. And yes,
totally. So that's and
that's
Ox,
impressive.
A
that
big
he
tall
won.
Guy. Yeah, big tall guy. Oh, and the other name. You know what else he did? This is pretty great.
What?
He had. Now wait, this is escaping me. But while he was in this contest, say he's holding the stein of beer out with his right arm.
Yes. Okay.
He took his left arm. And he lifted up his shirt
Whoa.
To reveal in green slime a tattoo tattooed across his stomach. I believe it was tattooed. It said live hard.
How do you get a tattoo in green slime?
That's what it looked like. Well, it looked like green
slime. Oh, it looked
slime.
Like slime.
And I believe it said live hard. I can't believe it's escaping me. I need to ask my friend Jill. But... he had to live hard. So then the crowd went wild. And he waited until it was like him and one other guy left. And so the crowd was like cheering, like, who's going to drop their arm first? And he lifted his shirt. And then it said live hard. I think it said live hard in green slime dripping down his stomach. And the crowd went wild when they saw it. And I think he did what he intended to do, which was to get in the head of the last contestant standing. And he took home the prize.
Whoa. Did this turn you on?
It sure did. And then and then later that night, we danced on the dance floor to Pretty Woman.
Oh, that is sexy.
Another great song.
Wow. I can't imagine you dating this ox man.
Okay, but wait. I'm sorry. I totally got sidetracked.
Okay.
You thought you were exactly like Britney Spears.
Yes.
You're at Yale. You have a fencing boyfriend. Continue.
So I was so in love with my boyfriend in college, and he like tattooed my name on his arm in like huge bold letters like all across his forearm. And we wore like rings, like we were engaged, and we were just, you know, like just out of control in love. Like I loved him like I was like a drug addict and he was my heroine, like so madly in love.
Mm, I've been there.
And then our relationship fell apart like the exact same time that K-Fed and Britney fell apart. And I just remember like I was so devastated and I was thinking about Britney and I'm like, God, imagine like if I had kids with this guy and like if I had cameras on me, like I would seem so much crazier than even Britney seems because like I'm such a fucking mess. Like I would like totally take an umbrella and like fucking beat people with it if they were trying to take pictures of me, you know, like I would be totally insane. And I felt so much for her. Like when she shaved her head, I didn't even think it was crazy. I'm like, that makes sense. Like I should shave my head too, you know, like, so I really felt a lot of empathy for her and I really felt like we were one and the same at that time.
Like really, you would think about Britney. You felt like...
Yes, because this all went down. Like I was going through like the worst breakup of my... This breakup took me like... If I'm totally honest, like it might have taken me like 10 years to fully get over it. Like I might not have even fully gotten over it till I met my husband.
Where is he? The fencer?
I think he lives in LA.
No, really?
Yeah. I hope he doesn't listen to this. That would be really embarrassing.
Did he love Britney Spears? You know, right now? or really what would get him to listen to this is just like, he just follows everything you do.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be something. But he's married. I think he has a few kids, 2 kids at least.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is he still fencing?
No, I think he stopped fencing in college.
Okay.
He was sort of, yeah.
Because who's left to fence?
I don't
once
know.
Once you leave college. Everyone puts their sword down, no? You get your diploma and you're like, and I'm putting down the sword. When you were, you know, when Britney was really like Britney.
Yeah.
Peak Britney.
Peak Britney.
Were you like a Britney fan? Were you a Christina person? Were you?
No, I was 100% Britney fan. I was not a Christina person. I loved Britney. I wouldn't say I was as mega of a fan as you were, but like, you know, like I remember my sophomore year in high school and I like just gotten my license. And like when I first heard Hit Me Baby One More Time, we were like driving to school and my friend's like, oh, I like the song. We turned it up and we all went like nuts, like fucking singing and dancing it. And I used to do like impressions of Britney and like I would do like her voice and her dances and people thought it was hilarious.
Really? This was like a bit that you would do?
This was like a bit I would do to entertain my friends. But no, I was a big fan.
Was it always Hit Me Baby One More Time? Like, what would be in part of this bit?
God, I can't remember. What was, so it was Hit Me Baby One More Time, and then what was her other big, like, early
Oops,
hit?
I Did It Oops, Again.
I Did It. I think it was Oops, I Did It Again that I would usually do. And I was, like, good at dancing like her. And back then, like, her dancing was very unique. Like, it was before, like, everybody was doing, like that sort of, like, staccato.
Yes, and it had, yes. And her dances were like, oh, I'm going to go learn the Oops, I Did It Again dance.
Exactly.
And I would say that even more so, well, I feel like it started with, well, no, I mean, God, really from the start, like, Hit Me Baby One More Time, not so much. Like, I know that, I know some of the dance moves, but they don't, like, I think really, like, when Sometimes came out.
Yes.
And You Drive Me Crazy came out.
Yes.
Like, I, those dance moves, I remember it was like, okay, we're all going to learn those dance moves. And then when Oops came out and learning that dance, it was just like iconic.
Yes, indeed. I mean, again, I wish I'd been part of your friend group because it seemed like you were maybe more committed in a way that I would have really liked to have been than my friend group was to, like, learning all the dance moves. But
you could have been,
I would privately learn
Dunn,
the dance moves.
Chandra Kazline. And then on the on the male side of things, we had Mike Cinquani, Jay Albright. They were learning all the male. They were learning all the NSYNC dances. I mean, I remember I would go to Mike Cinquani's house and, like, watch the rehearsals and be like, he's like, do you want to come over? We're practicing. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he'd
What
like,
would they be practicing for, though?
To perform at someone else's graduation party. The summer of 2000, Jay Albright and Mike Cinquani. And who else was in that group? They thought they were an act. And I think, I'm sure that there was a piece of them that thought maybe it could turn into something. But they were, I think they were even paid to perform at someone else's graduation party, like when word started to spread. And when I think about it, it couldn't have been more than, you know, this whole thing was wild for 3 weeks, right? Because graduation party season is only in the summer months.
Right.
I'm really, truly probably only in the month of June. So,
I think if they got paid to perform at somebody's graduation party, they made it.
I wanted to do something forever where there's, like, a Britney-esque character in something that I do. And,
well, you know, I played Nikki Hilton in a play when I was 24 years old, and I bleached my hair blonde, and I had a full-on spray tan and, like, really sexy outfits, and people totally bought it.
Really?
Full-on transformation.
Nikki Hilton. What Nikki was this Hilton. Play?
It was called Nikki Goes Goth. It was a play by Liz Merriweather. Who wrote,
really?
Yeah, who wrote New Girl.
Yeah.
But it was a really... And Billy Eichner was in it.
Get
and
out of here.
And we became friends in that play.
That's so
it
amazing.
It was like an all-star cast, and Zoe Kazan and me and who else?
Jeez.
Other people who have gone far.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Yes. So.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
For you.
Yes.
As we wind down. Favorite Britney Spears song?
I think I'm gonna have to go Toxic.
Yes.
That one, really, I loved the video. the glitter suit, that was Toxic, right?
I'm yes.
Like, okay, that sexy glitter suit, like, really captured my imagination and fantasy in a way that stuck with me, and I loved that song. It was a sexy song that made me feel like I was, like, empowered and ready to go, like, you know, get it on.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that.
Yes.
Favorite Britney. Okay, Britney has a couple of dance moves. She always does, like, the head roll and the high kick.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you prefer to see?
Head roll.
God, I'm always shocked when people say this. It's such a thing, like, who cares with how they answer? But every time I'm like, really, the head roll? And people
what,
are like,
what to you makes the high kick so much better than the head roll?
Because lots of pop stars can do a head roll, but not everyone can do a high kick. And I think when Britney does that high kick, it showcases the amazing dancer that she really is.
See, I think I like the head roll because it goes back to my childhood when Flashdance was so big. And there was that moment, you know, where she's, like, running and she's, like, rolling her head around like that. That was a move I did a lot as a kid. And so whenever I see it, it just brings something sort of nostalgic and familiar out of me, and it's a good, you know, like, it's a good feeling.
Okay, favorite Britney haircut? Britney with a blunt bob, Britney with super long extensions, Britney with bangs?
I think Britney with extensions.
Wow. Wow, you are really blowing my mind. I respect all of your answers, but they're just very interesting to me. Tell me more. Tell me more.
All I can think of is like in my favorite videos, like I really do think it's like that toxic era where she's got that like long blonde hair and no bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, and also what was like, I'm a slave for you. Didn't she have those long extensions?
I'm a slave for you. Not, well, I'm sure they were extensions, but not crazy. That was not like more of like a long. Wet hair look.
It was a wet hair look.
Yeah, because okay. She's like sweating.
I don't know. Somehow that's just what pops into my head when I think of like the hottest version of Britney I can think of.
Okay, then here's okay. This is something that I need to answer. Then
okay,
do you prefer Britney in like leotard and high boots, or Britney in like a one piece zip up, very like Elvis-y type?
Elvis.
Thank you. All right, great. Great. We have found common ground. That to me, like, yes. I need, if Britney does another show, live show.
Yes.
Not a music video, whatever. Like, of course she's going to do a music video. If she does do another Vegas show, if she decides, yes, I'm going to do this, I need her to be in a one-piece Elvis type outfit.
I agree.
I need her to burn the leotards. We need a fresh new thing. I know people are like, we can't even let Britney be Britney and like blah blah blah. And I feel like now I even think about like past episodes of this podcast, and Britney moves so fast we can't keep up with her, and now I'm just like, it's not even about that,
right?
But there's part of me that can't give it up.
Yeah,
like I need that one piece to come back.
It's hot. And I think about like my post-pregnancy body. Once I've gotten super fit, maybe I'll get like Britney Spears fit and I'll wear one of those Elvis suits. It's inspiration for us all.
Well, isn't it though? Because if you think about it, the older I get, the more I'm like, because like back in the day, I'd be like, yeah, anyone can put on a one-piece Elvis outfit. And then the older I get, I'm like,
nope,
it's not always an option.
It's not easy to rock it.
It's not. Especially because you've got like a side... like where the love handles go.
Yes.
Like, and I have like a pooch. So then you have a pooch situation.
Yeah. The Elvis costume doesn't hide anything. Like you need your curves to go in at the right spots. Like I feel like you need a toned butt to really make it work. You can't just be completely flat in the back.
How do you feel about pop stars right now of the moment? So say like I'm going to throw out some names and we'll just be like if anyone kind of really speaks to you. Like we've got Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, obviously Beyonce, Britney. I mean, I'm not even going to add Christina into this. I feel like she's out of the game.
Yeah, no, I love Beyonce. I was really inspired by the documentary on Netflix. Did you see that?
It blew my mind. I go to Shave House a lot, that place where you get in a hot sleeping bag and sweat.
Yeah.
And I would go there and just watch it on repeat over and over and over again. And I would cry in that hot steaming sleeping bag.
Does that sleeping bag actually do anything?
Yeah, it does. It helps with my anxiety.
Really?
And you've got that. So obviously you can't do it now because you can't cook your child.
No, no.
But when you're done.
You feel good after? Like you feel like it.
Amazing. Really, and if you do it at night and then you go home and go to sleep, you will sleep like a baby.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then I need to try that.
It really helped with my anxiety. And people say that it also can help like raise your metabolism and blah, blah, blah.
But is
and,
it like, better you know, than doing like hot yoga?
Well, no, obviously, because you're not moving.
Right.
I don't know. But then maybe because it's an infrared sauna. So there's you get other benefits.
That goes deeper.
Yeah. So I don't know. But. Skin. All I know is it chills me out.
Okay, I'm going to try.
But anyways, I would go and watch that and like cry.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Beyonce is amazing. Like, you know, honestly, after I got together with my husband, I used to listen to top 40 radio like nonstop. I knew like every top song and I didn't know who sang them or what they were called, but I could sing along with like literally every top pop song.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened when I got together with my husband where I was like, now I'm in a relationship and like now I listen to podcasts. So I feel like I'm a little, you know, it's like, I feel like I'm a little like out of the loop because all I do is listen to podcasts. But I do still love Beyonce. And who else was in the list of people that
Ariana
you mentioned?
Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus.
Ariana Grande feels like too young for me somehow. Mm. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she's somebody that like 20-year-olds like.
You don't connect with her.
I don't know if I connect with her, but at the same time, I do love Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, and Miley Cyrus is also young, but I will like...
It's so good.
I have been known to like rock that. Actually, like recently I've been rocking that.
And because you play the guitar, do you ever try to like... Do you learn songs, like pop songs?
I learn songs, but I think the only like pop songs I've ever learned are like... I said, I like dark things. So like I'll do some like Rihanna, like what Rihanna song? What's like her sad song?
Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay.
Julie, do you have any final thoughts on Britney?
Well, this is my final thought on Britney. I've always believed that Britney and I were one and the same, right? And I've always empathized with her. And I find her to be just like this very sweet, very genuine person who's been through a lot, been through some really shitty relationships, been way too much in the public eye for what is healthy for a human being. But then when I hear things like, you know, she keeps going to rehab and she lost custody of her kids, which I guess she got back again. Like, is there this darker side to Britney in which she is not like me? Like this sort of drug and alcohol side, the things that like never really come out. Like you never hear like Britney does X drug. Do you hear that? Or do I just not know enough about Britney?
No. And it's not like I believe... Mm-hmm. This is a guess, but I believe that her last most recent stay, when she went to go stay someplace, it wasn't a rehab for drugs and alcohol. It was a mental health facility.
But has she been like a good, solid mom to her kids?
I believe that the general consensus is yes.
Yes.
And like when Lance Bass was on, I was like, is there anything that you would want people at home to know about Britney? And he said that she is an excellent mom, and if you could see her with her kids. And time again, when anyone is asked that question, they all say, like, she's an amazing mom.
That would be heaven for me, to have my kids on an island and a man, and no one could get to us.
You're not going to put your little hat on? You're not going to put the turtle hat on?
That's my thing. When I really love somebody, I really love somebody. Like, I give my all. I can't get enough. I have to be around them all the time. It's just the best feeling in the world. And they give me that feeling.
Lucky Blue, did you like getting to hang out? Don't hit the unrecord button. Lucky Blue.
Be careful, Lucky Blue. All right. He finally woke up. That means it's time to stop the podcast.
All right, guys, this has been a delight. Julie, thank you so much for coming and talking about Britney with me.
Thank you for inviting me. This was so much fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.